Have you ever wondered how sound can heal, inspire, and transform your life? What if the vibrations around you could unlock your true potential and guide you to a deeper sense of harmony? Welcome to Sound Pathways, the groundbreaking journey into the healing power of sound, creativity, and connection with your host, Dr. Karen Olson. In each episode, she explores the profound link between your mind, body, and spirit. From composers and musicians to sound healers and visionary leaders, she'll dive into captivating conversations that reveal how sound shapes your reality, heals our wounds, and helps us manifest our dreams. And guess what? You're part of the conversation. So call in and ask questions and experience personalized sound healing live, and let your sound be your guide to the life you've always dreamed of.
Hello and welcome. And please help me give a warm welcome to the amazing Shervin Bolurian. We're going to talk about his beautiful voice of peace and weaving music, culture, and healing. I'm so excited. He's a peace musician, he's multi-award-winning vocalist, and he teaches all about sound healing. He received the Global Peace Song Award 3 times. He's author of The 3 Zones of Sound. And he just released his 4th album, which we're going to learn more about. He's creator of Bali's first live sound healing program. He's guided healing sessions for thousands of people in 14 countries. He was born in Iran and he was raised in UK. And he might share with us about how he went on his own at quite a young age. And he was influenced by so many different cultures and spiritual experiences, and all about his background and how he combines ancient and modern music and his mission. And his heart is so big, and I'm so grateful. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Karen, for the wonderful introduction, for your beautiful presence, for your energy. I'm so honored to be in this conversation with you.
Thank you so, so much. Thank you. We have different connections that I feel. And one was when I learned that you are inspired and are such an expert and have really integrated Fabio Mamon research, because I was able to experience it at the first International Sound Healing Conference. And I was really blown away about how he brings so many things together. And so I just can't wait to hear more and more about it. How it's color and movement. Kind of like I read, it's like acupuncture, that it breaks up these stagnations and how the sound shatters these negative patterns in our energy fields and so many things that I also believe in. And I think he calls it Tamado. Is that how you say it?
Yes, Tamado.
Wow. So it's so rich with so many things. So I want to learn, you use your voice as this powerful healing tool, and even us without that gorgeous singing voice, how our own voice is our healing instrument. So I just want to learn more and more about your background and how it brought you to where you are today, and about your voice and your toning and chanting and just how it calms all of us, our nervous system, and helps us release all the ways we're stuck. So please help us learn more about you and how this came about with all your rich life experiences.
Well, thank you, Karen. I'm based in Bali. At the moment, I'm calling you from Sweden. I'm here a little early in the morning right now.
Exciting.
But I travel a lot, and I've been very fortunate to be able to share this work on an international level. I've had amazing mentor through Fabien Mamon, who's done incredible research. He's probably the biggest inspiration, certainly on my path, to help me find my way into, you know, my mission and what I'm here for in this world. So I'm based in Bali, like I said, and I do events there with sound. And I particularly like to help people with opening their voices because, as was discovered by Fabian through all the different research that he did with blood cells and how sound impacts those blood cells, and he was able to record these effects, checking and testing various different instruments. He did this in 1981 at the University of Jussieu in Paris, and he examined how all of these different sounds, these natural acoustic sounds, could affect the blood cells, expand them, bring extra vitality to them, create these beautiful different shapes and colors. And then he also looked at cancer cells and how they could be obliterated with pure sound. This was back in 81. This was back
Wow.
before people were really even talking about sound healing. It was really a very pioneering and very bold and courageous path that he blazed for everybody else in this field. So after going doing his research, doing his training, I really got a lot of wonderful insights, starting with me, starting and this is how it was my personal healing journey that needed to come into effect and start to make those types of realizations that really helped me get back on a path where I felt like I didn't have to constantly go and see this specialist and this doctor and this various different modalities of the medical profession, that I started to realize that a lot of the different choices that I was making was impacting my health. And so I've been taking a huge new shift in the direction of where I have been focusing my life ever since I started my training with him back in 2009. I left the Academy in 2018, which was the Academy of Sound, Color, and Movement, as you mentioned, Tamado, and started to develop my own training program. I have this program now called the Three Zones of Sound. I started Sound Healing Bali back in 2011. And back then, again, it was a very new, very fresh type of approach. There weren't many people who understood what this path was. But I realized that it was really touching individuals. And not only was it touching individuals, but Karen, I think you could actually relate to this, is that there was a lot of musicians and music workers and sound workers who suddenly were able to see that there is space for them to come out of playing in bars and playing in these environments, doing cover songs and what have you, just to survive. And they realized that, wow, I can come and really express from this very different intentional place with a different idea of how to bring their musical presence in. And so it became more than just this type of activity that was just there to help support people. There was consumers. It was also something that was starting to transform the whole shape of the music presentation scene, at least in Bali. And so we started a collective there. We integrated local musicians, Indonesians, as well as internationals. We started to build a kind of a fabric in the community that made people understand that these sounds and these types of presentations had a really important space. And from there, as you know, just in these last 10, 12, 15 years, it has exploded. It's become a massive, source, a big wing of the holistic buffet, if you like, to be able to do these types of events. And I'm very blessed to be able to continue that with my recordings, with my events, and with the trainings now that I'm doing.
Oh, thank you. That's just so exciting. Can you take us into one of the experiences? Like, do people lie down and you have the colors brought around and how the movement comes in and the toning and all and you're playing? What does it look like? What does it feel like in one of your programs?
Well, I used to, you're referring to the Tamado harmonization that you experienced
Yeah.
back when, where we had silk color scarves,
Right.
we had essences,
Oh,
as
yeah.
well as the different instruments. All this love was like this vibrational feast. You would go and you would just be completely pampered. I've stopped using the silks and I've stopped using the essences, mostly because it's just a lot more effort to do those types of things now, especially if it's just me doing these events or a small team of people doing these events. But also because people would experience the sounds, they'd be so blissed out. They'd have this silk wrapped around them. And for some reason, they must have thought that the silk, dropped on them from the heavens. So they would just walk or float away from these experiences, taking the silks with them. So it started to get a little expensive using silks every week. But the main thing is that I do these different types of sound journeys that incorporates the different types of cultural, cross-cultural, international, sometimes indigenous, sometimes various different mystical traditions, authentic, rare chants and medicine music that is blended into the sound journey. So the bowls and the drums and the didgeridoo and the various different flutes and the strings are all in there and the chimes, but it's all done in a way where there are different types of earth-based wisdom from the different sound traditions that go back centuries and millennia that are also drawn in. So it's not only a sound journey, it's also a culturally rich experience that allows people to dive into the diversity of the different types of medicine that comes through with sound and music throughout the world. And that's really one of the things that I find is my personal niche and my personal passion, because I have such a diverse background myself, and because it's so important, I feel like in today's world especially, and so healing to be able to introduce and experience different types of cultural, musical enrichment, which will give us an attunement and an understanding of each other at a time when we're very estranged and fractured and kind of looking for different ways to come back into unity right now.
That's really so powerful, the whole concept of being one. And I've been thinking myself lately about the center, the stillness amongst all the things that might be going on, or any struggles or challenges or stresses. It's like the eye of the tornado, that in the middle there's so much calm. And when we connect in that place with ourselves and the higher vibrations and all the higher sources and each other, is when we really find that transformation. And you seem to be a conduit for all these cultures coming together, and all the different instruments and sounds that just come through you, through your voice and all that you can play. Could you share what it feels like to have experienced personally so many different cultures from your youth and through your own transformation, and how you're able to put it all together for us that we didn't have that chance?
Well, confusing. At the beginning of my life, it was a very confusing time, because it just felt like, what's normal and what's really, rooted in my own identity. I was born in Iran. Iran, the Middle East, this is a Muslim culture, a Muslim country, very much having to deal with so much stigma that goes along without even people knowing my name or my identity or what's inside me. There was already these kinds of I don't know, prejudices or at least a feeling of being an outsider. And these are the kinds of things that I didn't realize had such a massive impact on my identity, shaping my own sense of being and my sense of worth and so on. It was only, and I think because of that, I kind of drifted around, Karen, Trying to make sense of my life, I think it's the reason why I got very, very sick. There was almost an element of self-doubt, self-rejection, self-contempt, even at times, that I didn't have a name like everybody else, I didn't look like everybody else. And then on top of things, it was not just that I was different, but it was also, this is the country and the culture that is associated with such negativity in the way that the consciousness and the media develops its mentalities. So I think that was something I had to really do a lot of soul searching for and find a lot of acceptance. And I have to say this sincerely, it was only through the discovery of this world of sound and healing music, and then my personal desire to kind of to make that quest and that journey something that gave me a better understanding of what my role is here as a bridge between cultures. It was only through my own journey with those things that I started to realize that that there's so much positivity, that Iran is a center of civilization. Iran is an ancient culture. It has so much to offer. And although that it's dealing with a lot of collective trauma at this time because of everything that's happened in the past with, CIA coups of the democratically elected government there, and all of the fallout and the reactions that have come from everything that's happened in the past, well, in my lifetime, in the past five decades at least, that there's been a huge realization that there is so much space for healing. There's so much space for integration and better understanding between our cultures that I was thrust as someone who was born into this particular Eastern way of life, but I was raised in this Western understanding of of everything that the US and the UK is about. And that these two, which we're told that the two are meant to be so far apart that they can never actually be integrated. And I'm a living proof that that's a fallacy. And that's just it's a fear-based fallacy. So I feel like I'm there as an ambassador for this other way, this third way of looking at these different cultures as a synthesis, as a means of kind of moving forward and finding commonality and beauty. I had a whole album on Rumi and Rumi's wisdom, and this 13th century Sufi saint that all he does is share music, share poetry about the beauty of music and the need for friendship and forgiveness and so on. And I feel like that message, when I put out that album back in 2017, I felt like that message was so essential. It was so needed for today's world, and even more so today. So somehow I seem to be doing something which is against the grain in a lot of ways, but at the same time, it seems like it's something that is warmly received by the vast majority of people when it comes to the understanding that there needs to be healing between these two cultures and a better bridge between them too.
Wow. Thank you for bringing that to the world, this understanding, because we're a lot more alike than we are different. And in all that matters, we are the same. But to get the message, and of course, music is that universal language, and it is about love. So it's so powerful and amazing. And just like all your different cultures and backgrounds, you have so many different instruments to bring together so beautifully. You play the frame drums and flute and Persian setar, is that how you say it, and crystal bowls. How do you choose when you have a program or a recording? How do you choose which instrument to use along with your beautiful voice?
That's a great question, Karen. I think you can understand this. There is something that needs to be flexible during a session, while at the same time there needs to be some kind of structure. And so you are there when you're doing these events. It's so different from a scripted kind of, having a worksheet with music on it. It's the people there who are laying down and who are part of the experience with you are the ones who are the inspiration. And so you have to, in the moment, have to adjust and be 100% present with the people in that room, as well as being present with yourself and the instruments and where you want to go with things. But it's almost as if you can tell when you're doing these sound sessions. You can tell when there's something that is able to, reach the group, and when you're slipping out of that space of sound energy and coming into more of the space of performance. And riding that fine line requires me beforehand to have several different options for the same, the same type of expression. And by that, I mean, when I do my sound sessions, I have a certain sequence. I go through the what I call the shamanic sounds, the sounds that are grounding, the low frequency sounds, the sounds that kind of have a more entrainment type effect, bringing the group together, training the heartbeat and the brain and so forth, bringing people into a state of, just coming out of their day-to-day experience and coming into a place where they can start to relax. And then from there's a switch. And when you switch, you go into the more emotion-inducing sounds in my session. So that's when I come out with the guitar or the various different flutes that I play, and the voice. And we start to allow people to have a space of safety for their emotions to come to the surface. And that is in itself something which very few sound workers out there are able to offer. It's a big part of my training. It's a big part of what I offer. It's a big part of what you offer. Having heard your music and listened to your gorgeous viola sounds. And you can see that it's impossible not to be touched from those places, from that place. It really is something. These strings are so connected to the heart. And then, we move into the more expansive sounds, the higher frequencies, and that's the general sequence. Those are the three zones, those expansive sounds that I call the celestial sounds. And it's through this process that I find that there's so much space for me to tune into the group, to have the option of having the Japanese shakuhachi Zen flute, or the Persian ney that I have, or even the Egyptian ney, and be able to kind of in the moment feel into what feels appropriate in that room. And it's something that a lot of trained, very high level musicians just have a very difficult time with, because it's so different from how musicians are taught to be, which is to just kind of like have, it's almost like there's a snapshot that we have to then replicate as soon as we get into a performance space. So that's really taken a lot for me to, it's a big part of my approach is the presence factor. And that's, preparing and having these different options available, different songs, different chants available, and letting the others around me know it could be this, it could be that. I'm really not sure in the moment. Flow with it as best as you can, and let's see what kind of magic we can create. And it's without that, when you can be in that spontaneous space, then you can allow yourself to really shape shift and channel some sounds, so channel a particular type of presence into the room.
Wow, that's so mystical and magical, and so many miracles can happen in that space. And thank you for your connecting with my viola sounds. And I don't have access to being able to play so many instruments, but I do know that I channel, and the connection of what flows through is really powerful to be a part of that experience. And when you're talking, I was thinking about how I always think it's not really a performance because the people that are listening are just as important. It's really circular and we're all together in it. But when you're connecting with the emotional and the energetic resonance of each person of the group and of being in that presence, it made me think about how we're all instruments and we're all vibrating and we all have our own resonant pitches. And it's those vibrations that bring us into our clarity, getting rid of all the chaos and bring us into the balance. And I was having this vision of all these people lying down, and they're all instruments and they're all kind of tuning in together. And I don't know if you've ever seen this. I'm not an expert in knowing a lot about it, but I just actually saw something online about this person that creates these harps that has strings the size of a whole entire big auditorium, and they play them. And it was making me think about when you would present your program, I should say share your program with the people there, that everybody's a different string and they're all resonating. And you know, I have my four strings on the viola, and just the image of the strings ringing, and you have your vocal cords and all the different types of other ways that sound is made through the flutes with the air, and just it just brings us all into that pure state and raises us up, and it's always there for us. And it's beautiful that you can share it in this way. It's amazing, amazing. And I can't wait. I want to share a video. I'm kind of jumping things because I want to know more and more, but you have a beautiful song, This Is Your Time, that's from your new album, Unbroken. And I'd love for you to introduce this video and how it was created through your own personal transformation and all the different influences and how it brings everybody to wholeness. And it's just really, really powerful. And I really can't wait for everyone to be able to experience your singing. So can you share with us more about what everyone's going to be able to hear and watch?
Sure. Thank you. Yes, I'm so excited to share this song. It's my new single. It was released in February. The song, This Is Your Time. It's really an encouraging anthem for people to be reminded that their place in this world is so welcome. Whatever you're going through and whatever heartbreak you might have had to endure, there's always this natural tendency for some people after going through shock, after going through trauma, to shut down and shut off the rest of the world. And this is a song that has to do with my personal refugee experience and how I was really lucky enough to have someone there in my life, my own sister, who really gave me the encouragement and gave me a path to come out of the darkness and then be able to spread my own wings. And then from there, that voice of encouragement started to cohere into my own consciousness. And so it's been a long time coming. Healing is not just going and chanting mantras and doing the beautiful practices that we've learned to kind of get into vibrational harmonization, but it's also being able to share your own story and realize where you can come back into your own wholeness and where your struggle has been, and the shadow and working through the shadow and finding your way in this world. So it's just a reminder to not lose hope, to choose your path, and to take that effort if you can to step forward and believe in yourself.
Oh, thank you. So everyone, get comfortable and ready to take it all in with this beautiful song that we're going to be able to hear.
those who have gone, and all I've said goodbye to. You are not forgotten, for my life was made purer by you. I went to find, but finding's not my way. A voice whispered to me that it was only love can save me. No matter how broken you think you are, whatever unspoken harm was done. No matter how deep the scar or how high you gone, stay open. Your heart was meant to shine. This is your time. So much was taken, but not my faith. By thy grace, oh, thou hast mercy. I have everything I need to plant the first seed. Amidst all tragedies, it was only love that saved me. No matter how broken you think you are, whatever unspoken harm was done. Broken harm is done. No matter how deep cuts the scar or how high you keep your guard, whatever this world has put you through, if anyone can, I know it's you. Stay open. Your heart is meant to shine. This is this is your time. No matter how broken, whatever harm's been done, whomever did you wrong, keep your heart open, sing a song.
That just gives me chills. Such a gift to have you here, just embodying that message that it's our time. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow. Could you share with us more about the new album, Unbroken, and how that all comes together and the message for all of us?
Of course. This album was something that I've been in the process of developing over the past few years. It's essentially all different songs that have to do with the highs and the lows and the everything in between of kind of coming to terms with me and my personal place in this world, and you know, It's been such a difficult ride to try to, do this work, to be a musician, to put yourself out there. First of all, I used to work and live in Washington, D.C. I had a completely different career, and up until 2009, that was my focus, working as a policy analyst and an advisor, and advising members of Congress and various different international and national group leaders and their communities. So I felt that as I was getting more and more ill in that process, I had to go through a massive 180 degree turn. I felt that there was a lot of different things about this world of sound that started to come into my attention. Once I was willing to go into the energetic questions of why the things happened to me in the way that they did, rather than being drowned and kind of sucked into this vortex of woe and victimization. And there's so much injustice that goes on when you think about, the Middle East and everything that's happened in the past there. But I wanted to create this album to basically show what it's taken for someone like me and for the millions of others who are also refugees out there, or people who have been, felt like they're outcasts in some way or another, to come back into this place where they can find their way. For me, it was through music and through sound. And I feel like that's what I offer in each of my sessions, and it's just kind of locked into my DNA at this point. So this album was something that has been in the works for a while. I've worked with a Grammy-winning producer, Kipper Eldridge, who did the Brand New Day album for Sting, other albums as well with him. He's based in Bali. The two of us work together. I wasn't sure if he was going to even take this project on. He's a busy guy, as you can imagine, but he was touched by the message. He was touched by what it was that I was trying to create. He's also, someone who understands the importance of having a spiritual path and the world of energy. So we just had a really great time, and it was through this process of creating this album, Unbroken, that I realized that it's the process itself, if you have the courage enough to pursue it, that can be the most significant pillar of a person's healing journey. And it's just having the courage to be able to, go past the surface and say, I have had to really go through some things that, can really bring a lot of other human beings down, take them down completely. And, the mental health levels, the mental effects of being away from extended family, from losing your family, from being in a foreign world and trying to find your way, trying to start from scratch when your whole life has been taken away from you, parents losing their homes and their work and all the things that create their livelihood. And so, I just thought to that myself, I have to really recognize the significance of all of these things happening and how they can shape a person's destiny, and how it's important to go through the process as an artist of sometimes looking at the really deep, dark places. So that's what the whole emphasis of this work was. And I released a single last year, which was a cover of a song that I loved as a kid and helped me through difficult times, called "Enjoy the Silence" by Depeche Mode. And then I released this one, and the album itself should be out sometime in August. And there'll be another song that I release in this summer, which is going to be dedicated to those people who have had to go through sudden loss, and to find their way from experiencing sudden loss. Each of the songs will have some kind of healing message and story in within them. So I'm really excited to keep sharing that with everybody.
Wow. Thank you for sharing your personal journey this with so many intense parts to it. There aren't a lot of people that have had all of your experiences, and sometimes we could think, well, mine aren't so big compared to that, but our own journey still has its own parts that are shattered and things that are changed in our own versions of what small or big traumas might be. But I think listening to you and your music and just having the vision of what it that might have been like, just to build our sense of compassion, that our compassion would be so huge, it would be so much larger than any kind of judgment. And to almost have sympathy for those people that can't understand. And there's just so much pain going on. And how do we still think about joy and the things that are positive and the things that bring us life? And I think that's what this is all about, this kind of work, the energy that can clear all the pain and the things that were wrong. You mentioned that it made you look at why things happened. And that's a pretty deep question, because sometimes you could say, why did it happen? And it could feel like it's because it's something about us that we're so unlucky or something missing or wrong with us. But really, it's because of something so much bigger than us. And for us to be able to have the chance to find ourselves, which you have done, but that's a really big question, a question that takes a lot of courage to ask. And I think the answer is so empowering. Wow. So I look forward to hearing all your music and as it comes out.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I really appreciate you putting it in that context because it's like, I think so many of us go through the hardest times, and society doesn't really allow a lot of safety in being able to let ourselves feel that because it's always presented as a vulnerability and a weakness, and we need to come back and, tough up and just kind of power through all these things. And we're human beings, and there's a time and a place. And I feel like one of the main reasons I wanted to do Unbroken was just to let people know, anybody who's gone through feeling like an outsider or going through loss or going through, hard moments. And we all do. We all some hit rock bottom. We all have to clamor our way out of some of the most difficult things, as they're not alone, that there is a understanding that the human journey and the human experience and the beauty of being human, without dismissing the horrors of things happening to people, that there is a beauty in finding our way back, that you don't have to feel alone in that process. And I know I felt incredibly isolated, and I felt like there was no real worthiness in being able to share my story. Who would care? Who would ever feel interested in what I was going through, especially being who I was and where I was from? I didn't even feel like I could take ownership of the oxygen in the room sometimes. So I want people to know that even, people who've gone through this type of thing can any type of hurt, any type of feeling of, I don't know what's going to happen next, that there's always an opportunity to find others and to find art and to find beauty that can help people get through those moments, those darkest times.
Wow. And here you are with such a beautiful presence, making such a difference in the world, in so many people's world. And I really want to dig even deeper to ask a few more questions, but we're going to take a little pause if you could stay with us. And I'm feeling so grateful. So thank you.
Are you ready to elevate your energy and awaken your dreams to their fullest potential? This isn't just music. It's transformative, intuitive healing, sacred frequencies channeled to shift your energy, dissolve blockages, and align you with your highest potential. It's your path to vibrant health, limitless dreams, and a life of purpose. Each note is harmonized to your unique frequency, unlocking profound healing, inner harmony, and a deep rejuvenating renewal. Discover the powerful tools of sound healing you carry with you. Visit KarenOlson.com/events to sign up for the free webinar titled Release Stress and Find Inner Peace Through Sound, and explore personalized one-on-one sessions at KarenOlson.com/services. The moment for peace is now. Don't wait. Embrace the healing you deserve.
Well, thank you. I want to ask you, you mentioned about when we go on to present, and it's not like we have this playlist and this concert set up and we're just recreating the snapshot. And I've been really working with that myself, because if I just improvise in certain settings, the people, their minds get kind of lost. They don't know what to kind of hang on to, as opposed to something that's kind of been structured and put together. And I wonder if it's kind of like in life that we have these duties, the structure of a day or a week or a task. And then within that, we need to be intuitive and connected in the flow of energy so we can expand and connect. So I'd love some of your insights about how you combine this creative process. I'm really big on helping people and wanting to share about creativity, because it's such a beautiful experience when you can let these ideas come in and through us, and that everyone can do that. And it's a way to get somewhere else in our lives. That, like, for instance, we're not alone and we have this dream, and how can we go from here to there, and how can we create that path? So, like, for instance, this beautiful song you just sang, do you sometimes have events where you would play a prepared song? And, like, how do you kind of maneuver between what's prepared and then what you flow into? And how could people kind of use that in their own lives?
Well, thank you for that question. I feel like, you know, as someone who leads a lot of these events, and you can relate to this perhaps too, is that it's not always easy to find other collaborators or musicians who can be on that same page with you if they haven't had an understanding of sound as energy. If they haven't had, and by that I mean some kind of training or exploration of this, of you know, going beyond the notes, going in between the notes, going into a place where they can feel that the instrument plays them rather than them playing the instrument. This is all very energy related shamanic style approaches, where you actually believe that the instrument itself has a soul or some kind of energetic quality to it. It certainly has a vibrational quality to it. We can all appreciate that. But that also means that it also has a signature, it has its own message, it has its own character and its own personality. So the first thing is to really, you know, work with people who can understand that. And I know that the people who work with me now, primarily, you know, back in the day, it was very hard. It was always a slog to try to find other musical artists who could really get this. You need to be able to show up to your instruments, show up to practicing with them, but it's a different kind of showing up. It's not just being there to go through the drills and the, you know, the scales and so forth. It's also being able to build a relationship with that instrument to the point where it starts to, you know, communicate with you, and you start to feel this bond with it. And it can only happen after time. When you are normally connecting to an instrument, you don't probably really think that. You just see it as a tool of kind of doing what you want it to do. And you know, even with the voice, and the voice itself is such, it carries so much depth and so much wisdom on its own. Individually, each voice is so unique, carries such a different type of signature to it that's so impossible to imitate. So it's really a matter of kind of first starting off with that type of understanding. And then, you know, I have various different songs that I will prepare, particularly if I'm doing a presentation with the songs from my new album. I will prepare, and I will go into a space of sometimes rehearsal with, but it will be very clear that segment that where I'm doing those types of songs, that it is kind of like more like a recital type of expression. And then after doing those kind of featured songs from the album, if you like, then there is a space afterwards where I bring in one of my signature songs from the Sufi album, for example, or Medicine of Mother Earth album, I Hear You Mother Earth album, which is all different medicine songs from different parts of the world. And those, I make it very clear to the people around me who are presenting with me, that those are very much done in a very open way, where I am receiving fully the feedback from the room. Like you said, each person, each individual is its own musical instrument, and they are echoing and feeding back the sounds. And we're kind of, it's almost like dolphins interacting with each other. You know, it's done in silence perhaps, but you still feel it. And you can, you know, you can tune into that more and more once you start to learn about energy. I mean, that's why the training is so important. And then there's the segment of the sound journey itself where people lay back, which comes towards the end of the session. And that's when people start to, that in itself, like I said, there is that structure there. There's the different zones or the different elements of nature. And then you weave through the quote unquote pre-prepared aspects, and you're also able to be agile and adjust based on what it is that you're feeling. So even melodically, even down to the melody of what you had prepared in your head, sometimes you're in that space and a different melody will come in, and so it will be somewhat similar to what you might have prepared, but it's not going to be exactly like that, and it'll be spaced out in a different way, and your movements will be different. And as you move to each person, you will respond differently because their energy is different. And so you will play softer, or you will play louder, or you will stop to one energy in one magnetic space will make you want to stop in the room. It's really quite astonishing how much information can be interacted with, and how sound is such a bridge between the different those different fields of energies, and you know, between people's hearts. All of those different hearts beating, and the Heart Math Institute and others have discovered that electromagnetic field of the heart is so strong and can impact so much. And that's what really you're creating with these sounds. The sounds create these fields. They interact with these fields. They spiral together. So it's a really beautiful willingness to be open to what's happening in the moment that can allow you to really stand out with this work.
Wow, that is so beautiful, so inspiring. It just really is making me feel so expansive. And I think about also each person that's listening and how they can apply it, even if they're not going to be the person putting on one of these events and being able to work. And maybe they'll be fortunate to be able to attending one and being part of that energy, but also that we can apply it to everything in our lives, all different kind of containers, and how we can use them when we need them, and then we can also just throw them away, and we can move through things, and we can listen, and we can, if it's listening to a colleague or a family member in a new way, and just kind of moving and just changing, because we're always changing and we're so interrelated, and it just brings so much power when we can be magnified by each other, and it's so beautiful. There's just so many things I want to ask and share, but I was thinking I can't help but thinking how every one of us wishes that we could be in Bali in June. You have a,
Oh.
for instance, an event, and how everybody could find you if we can't get the airfare together. How can we connect with you?
Can go to my website, soundhealingbali.com. You can find me on my social media, Shervin Balurian or Sound Healing Bali. I have a YouTube channel, both of those. So just, please, I would love to hear your feedback. If you go to my Spotify page with my music, choose the song that you just heard, you can also find links in the bio to be able to find me. And yeah, I would love to welcome you. If you have a training coming up in June, and all of these things are really developed, and we go into why it's so important to do that, and how the sound is such an important, counteracting tool. It's like a antidote to so much stress that we're having to deal with, and all the overload that we're having to deal with in modern life, the high level tech that we're dealing with. And coming back to the simplicity of natural sound is something that it can really transform a person. It's just underlying all of those imposed beliefs and imposed conditionings that we have, and the constructed identities that we have to go by. It's like when you go past all of that, there's something vibrating at the core that's really the core you. And that's what helps you come home to yourself. Nature is all about that. So I'm really hopeful that this is going to be a movement. It's not just a single voice here, or two voices with you and me together, Karen, but we've got to really kind of reclaim sound and music. We've got to take ownership of how sound, this type of expression, this type of creativity, is a legitimate form of sound and music, a style of music that goes out there that can be alongside all of those other entertainment styles. With jazz and pop and classical and all of these different things. You do this crossover, this beautiful crossover.
Thank you.
And that's something that, again, it's the synthesis that helps move our race forward. And I think we're feeling, at least a lot of us, a lot of people who love music and who loves to share music, I think a lot of us are feeling like there's space for more. And we've seen in these last 15 years, the house sound therapy and these concerts that we do are just getting so much more popular. And so I feel like it's a good time in our history to really move it forward and do it in a way that can help bring more people together rather than separate them.
Wow. Thank you so much. It's so timely, and it to feel your light and your love and your hope and just all of that energy coming. And I also like the image of your music and the healing music and the vibrations that are just coming through the air that we can feel, and it's always there. We can tap into any streaming platform and find your music, or my music, and just that we were able to share here right now. And I want to give a shout out for Dawn and BBS Radio TV for being amazing angels and for the ministry they have that just spreads the word out through these sound waves and airwaves and vibrations. So many messages for so many different people. And it's just so great to connect with you and to know that we can stay connected. We're building community right here and now. And there's so many ways and so many ways online and you travel. So we can follow you on Facebook and on Instagram. Is it your name? Is that how we find you?
Yeah, you can do it through my name or through Sound Healing Bali. That's my website and the name of my business there.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Such a profound gift.
Thank you, Karen.
Gosh,
It's been a
thank
real
you so
pleasure.
much. And thank you for even staying up late and spreading your life from Sweden and from always wherever you are. And gosh, I just can't wait till next time to be continued. So just thank you to each and every person that we all take a deep breath and we just connect with the vibrations of who we are and as a group, as a collective, bringing hope into this world and finding our place out of all the shattered places to finding the peace. So
Thank
I'm
you,
just so
Karen.
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I just
Thank
want to
you.
say I love your music so much too. I love your
Oh.
and where you come from, and like you can really feel it in the way you play and the passion that you bring. And I really hope that one day you and I can do a collaboration together. So
Yes, we're going to
I
manifest. We're going to see it
think
happen. We're going to invite everybody. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And just before I say goodbye, I'm going to say I have a webinar that's free on June 1st, and you can find it on my website, karenolson.com/events. I did it. I said that. I have to always remind myself that I want to share what I have. So thank you, Sherman. Oh my gosh. I feel so inspired and excited. And I'm so grateful that you would be here with us on Sound Pathways. What a gift. What a gift. So many blessings sent to you. And I can't wait to hear all of your music over and over. All right. Well, namaste. Much love and peace. And thank you.
And to you too, it was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much for joining us on today's transformative journey. We're honored to have shared this space with you, and we hope you're feeling inspired and aligned with your highest self. For more insights, resources, and to continue your path of healing, be sure to visit KarenOlson.com, your gateway to deeper sound healing, music, and wisdom. Remember, Sound Pathways is here every other Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on BBS Radio TV, Station 1. Until next time, stay aligned, stay inspired, and let the magic of sound guide you.